Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. The heat and humidity is bad everywhere, but it is especially bad and hotter in areas that lack trees and have a lot of tall buildings. The heat gets trapped. It's called the Heat Vulnerability Index, or HVI. Bushwick has a high HVI rating. This is audio of a manhole fire recorded by Brooklyn resident Christian Hernandez. 1010 Winds reporter Eileen LaPalmer is out in the heat and humidity. Specifically, she was at the New York Triathlon earlier today, being held on what could be the hottest and most humid day of the year.
Let's welcome Pavel Lederman.
The smell of sweat and sunscreen hung in the air as runners crossed the finish line of the New York City Triathlon on the hottest day of the heat wave. Jill from Woodbridge, New Jersey, tells me it was her first time taking part.
It was the hardest part of the run. For me, the run. I'm a swimmer.
Organizers chose to shorten the triathlon this year because of the heat. There was still a 1,500-meter swim in the Hudson, but the 40K bike ride was down to 20K, and the running part was 2.5 miles instead of 10K. Nicole Bostic with Lifetime says they did what they could.
So we have medical personnel on hand. We have water. We have Gatorade. We have misters. We have ice towels.
Will you do it again?
Maybe.
And how's that for an honest answer? Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds in Central Park.
Another weekend overnight of gun violence in the city. Three people were shot at 112th in Lexington and Harlem at around 2 a.m. this morning. Police say all three are expected to survive, but police also point out they refused to cooperate with police. There was a shooting at Franklin Avenue and Carroll Street in Brooklyn at around 4:30 this morning, victim in stable condition. And a short time later in the Bronx, a 49-year-old man shot in the neck on Commerce Avenue. No word of any arrests. The man who tried to get at Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin last Friday near Rochester during a campaign stop is now facing local and federal charges.
The man accused of attacking Congressman and nominee for New York Governor Lee Zeldin was charged with federal assault. The 48-year-old suspect appeared in federal court. He'd previously been in custody on state assault charges, but released. Investigators say Zeldin was in the middle of a campaign speech when the suspect jumped on stage and attacked him with a keychain.
That's correspondent Adriana Diaz. Winds News Time 206. How to apply for a cannabis license. That is the subject of a news conference in the Bronx this afternoon. Two groups, the Bronx Defenders and the Bronx Community Foundation, will be with community leaders to launch what is being called the Bronx Cannabis Hub. One of the goals, to help New Yorkers who were affected when marijuana was illegal, to give them access to retail cannabis licenses in New York State. Eli Northrup is a public defender and policy counsel for the criminal defense practice at Bronx Defenders.
We're trying to kind of step in to ensure that those who were most impacted, those who should be prioritized, have the support and the help that they need.
The event is taking place at the Bronx Museum of the Arts. Back in our area, this weekend marks the start of Ailey Moves NYC, a celebration with free outdoor events in all five boroughs. Bennett Rink is executive director of the Alvin Ailey Dance Foundation, and he tells 1010 Winds the foundation will travel around the city offering dance performances and classes for anyone interested.
All of the dance classes are free. Anyone can show up and participate. You can take part of the class. You can take all of the class. It's very accessible.
Ailey Moves NYC runs through August 1st.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.